800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com. This is a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management.
Man that doesn't have a place to stay, and for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
You can lean on me.
There's a man, oh yeah, standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
There's a girl searching for a father and a friend, praying that the storm someday will end. But instead of walking away, oh,
it must be Monday at 5 o'clock because we're here from the Cleveland Clergy Coalition with the people, the issues, and the community. I am Pastor Aaron Phillips. I have the joy and privilege to serve as the senior pastor of Sure House Baptist Church. Best place to be on Sunday morning at 9 a.m., 113 18 Miles Avenue. And I also have the distinct pleasure to serve as the servant and executive director of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, which is an amalgamation of all of the African-American clergy groups in our great county. The United Pastors Mission, under the leadership of Bishop Larry Macon, Reverend Dr. L.T. King of the Baptist Ministers Conference and the Baptist Pastors Council with Pastor Gator and Pastor Smalls with the East Cleveland Concerned Pastors, Pastor Norris with the Cleveland Clergy Alliance, and all other pastors and who serve our community so well. We thank God for all of us who continue to come together to make our communities better. I am joined today. I have our new sidekick co-host. If we have a female in the house, which we really need, a great distinguished woman, Dr. Gwendolyn Jarvis. Say hello to everyone, Dr. Jarvis.
Good afternoon, wherever you are. Enjoy the weather.
All right, and we know you all are familiar with her voice because she's on every Thursday at 5 o'clock at this same hour, and we're just so glad to have her co-hosting with us today. Dr. Jarvis, we had a good time at church yesterday, didn't we?
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah, family and friends day. We had a good time, and we all had our t-shirts on. We've got some actions going on I want to just talk about before we get started today. Tomorrow, all roads lead to the Star Bethel Baptist Church, and which is on Crawford Road, 1567 Crawford Road, under the great inspired leadership of Pastor Timothy Bowles. I'm going to ask him to give us a call today. And we're going to be there tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It's our community day outreach. We're going to have some hot dogs and hamburgers. But more importantly, we're going to have some great information, some of it that we're going to share here today, to tell you about everything that's happening in our community. So many things going on. I can't tell it all on the radio broadcast. So this is another way that we can reach into our community and tell folks stuff and get resources to folks. If you're looking for a job, we're going to have some employment opportunities there for you. And we're going to have some things to give you some educational help, which we're here today. And they're going to be there again tomorrow. Isn't that right?
Yes,
absolutely. Right. So we are looking forward to that. So you don't want to miss, this is our first community day that outreach for the coalition. And we're going to have a church service. You know, because we are a church, we believe in the Lord. We believe in worshiping God. And we have one of our premier preachers, Reverend Dr. Cedric Veal, will be bringing us the word on tomorrow night from the Temple Baptist Church. So we're looking forward to that right there at the Star Bethel Baptist Church. So that's how we get our information out, because we have church. So it's just like church announcements. So it's a great thing, and we really appreciate that. Just the other day, I really love the idea, Dr. Jarvis, of the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. It brings the church together to engage with the community on all levels. And just the other day, I was at a ward club meeting at Everlasting Baptist Church. One of the greatest things, I was just glad to be there because they're having a ward club meeting under the city councilman, Anthony Harrison, who's a very fine young man, great leader. He was first a county councilman, and now he's a Cleveland councilman. I love him so much. I've watched him grow and mature to be the great leader he is in our community today. So I was really going to support him because I support him. And he's smart enough to also have a meeting and bring information to people, very similar to what we do, and because we need all avenues to be used. And he had Anja Abdullah there from the
Cleveland Transformation Alliance.
Cleveland Transformation Alliance. Sounds like the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. I like that. Absolutely. That's smart. Cleveland Transformation Alliance, which I heard a little bit about but didn't really know what they actually did. And the young lady, Anja Abdullah, who's here with us in the studio. Say hello to everyone, Anja.
Hi, Radio Land.
All right. You have such a sweet voice. And her and her sweet voice spoke to about some very, very important issues. I mean, it was really, you're so soft-spoken, and, you know, it's so nice and lovely. It's hard for me to just get around. This is really important stuff because this is really important stuff. Kind of tell us what the Cleveland Transformation Alliance is about.
Yes, the Cleveland Transformation Alliance is about letting residents know that there are quality schools in the city of Cleveland. Not just the CMSD schools, but also the charter schools and Montessori schools. And they're working collectively, and we are really working to make sure that caretakers have enough information to make sure that their child is fit with the right school.
Wow, now wait a minute. She said a lot of good things there, didn't she, Dr. Jarvis? She just said all of the Cleveland schools, public, does it include private?
No, not the private, but the Montessori schools and charter schools that's
with public, charter, and Montessori schools. Yes. Some kind of way we need to weave those private schools in there. But those have come together, which is a smart idea because we work better together, and to give us information about the quality of schools. Dr. Jarvis, you know how important, because that's why you went and got your PhD, how important education is in our community and how much we need to be about that. And
exactly.
I didn't even realize that you all existed, but it is good to know that there are that people are understanding to solve these problems. We need to come together.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing that I like about Cleveland Transformation Alliance is not just speaking with people, because we do speak with them in any type of event that's going on within the city of Cleveland. But we have a wonderful school guide. And in the school guide, it has all of CMSD schools, along with the Montessori schools and charter schools inside of this guide.
And what does the guide do?
What the guide does is give you the opportunity for the school to pretty much sell itself. We've asked the school to tell us what they would want the public to know about the school. So
it's like an old-fashioned. You look so young, and Catherine is also here. Catherine Smith is here as the executive director of the Cleveland Transformation Alliance. We appreciate y'all being here, but y'all look so young. You probably don't remember, but Dr. Jarvis and I remember there used to be this catalog book before there was a computer. Mm-hmm. Came out. We would be waiting for that. Remember that Sears mm-hmm. catalog? You would wait for that every year.
The catalog.
You remember that?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes,
you may not be as young as I think. This is way before the internet, and you would wait to see, and you would find out what was hot coming out. I mean, my mothers wouldn't be waiting for my catalog, girl, waiting for my, so they can get ready to pick out stuff. Yes. And this is really similar to that. I'm holding this. Dr. Jarvis, why don't you tell us about what you're viewing?
Well, what I'm going through as a former teacher at a Cleveland Public Schools, I taught fifth grade, I was looking at the attendance as far as the success of attendance. And I like the word that you used a minute ago. You didn't just say parents, but you said caretakers, because caretakers it's almost seemed to be more of them than what it is parents addressing
issues
with schools.
That's a good point.
And some of the things is being offered, and of course, being a John Marshall High School alumni, I was trying to see what the
attendance
is.
You on the west side? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I forgot you are west side.
Graduated from west.
I forgot over there at Mount Calvary. That's the west side church.
Exactly.
That's right.
However, I did go to elementary school on the east side of Cleveland.
Okay.
I went to Hayes on 40th and Central.
You had to have some east side in you. John Marshall is very known to have good attendance.
Yes.
So all that kind of information about the attendance record of the schools, any kind of awards.
Card,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their test scores for the different benchmarks like the OGT or the third grade reading guarantee.
Okay, and there's Catherine. Come on, we can might as well just introduce Catherine Smith. Come on. She has a very... Boy, y'all have some very quiet voices to be doing some very important work.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But the
come on a little
beautiful
closer
thing.
To the microphone. Obviously, you're not a preacher's. You got to get a microphone out of a preacher's voice, out of his mouth. But so come up a little closer. But Catherine Smith is here with us. She's one of the chief administrators for Cleveland Transformation Alliance, and we've been in conversation. So tell us, what else does it guarantee the third grade? What is the third grade guarantee? What is that?
Yeah, so there is now a state requirement that third graders are tested to see how well that they're reading. And it's really to hold them accountable to not end up in eighth grade or ninth grade unable to read.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, all students take that test, and it decides if they're retained to complete another year of third grade or if they get promoted to the fourth grade. And that's a really telling sign for how early education is going at a school to tell how many third graders are making it past that third grade reading guarantee and actually passing into the next grade is critical for us to know how well is early education looking at that school, how well are the kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and third grade teachers doing to make sure that the kids make the gains they need to be successful adults. And third grade is very telling. We know that there's a connection for third graders. If third graders are not reading, that predicts 10 years later how many seats are needed in the prison system.
Yeah, I remember. I'm glad you said that. Thank you. That's the answer I was looking for. And I will tell you that's why this is so important. And this is really a tool for parents, our caregivers. I like it. You're absolutely right, Dr. Jarvis, our caregivers to use in selecting the best school or the best fit for their child, whether we're talking about a charter school or a public school or a Montessori school. And that's the kind of information that our parents need to make these decisions, because I think most parents in our neighborhood still believes they have to go to the school that's right up the street from them. And then what ends up happening, listen, I'm living this, so I'm not even, what ends up happening, they don't go to school at all,
right?
Because usually that's the worst school in the hood, you know, in this district, you know. And so people, you know, there's a lot of gang violence and stuff up there. And what really makes me angry, there are so many beautiful children in our neighborhood who are very intelligent, but they do not get to go to school because we have a few people who are just gang banging and doing all this crazy stuff. That is not the majority of our kids. And those kids that really want to learn and get, they get, you know, they try to hide. They don't want to get to school. And we make it's a horrible thing. And, you know, I could really solve this problem. If they give me the money, I would get enough force on the streets,
right?
And they wouldn't become, I'd be like, remember old Joe? Y'all remember that Joe? I have a bat. I wouldn't have a bat. I have a, you know, I take care of business, but that's why they don't put me in charge.
I want to ask one little question.
Yes.
You said that the students now in third grade are tested their reading skills.
Mm-hmm.
So are they tested in this test? Does it entail their comprehension too? Because people can read, but they're not be able to comprehend. So are they able to balance that out as far as the comprehension?
Yes. So the test has been created by Ohio, and other states have their own testing, but our test here does test for comprehension. It tests for reading. It's like any test, it's probably not perfect, but all students are taking it, and we know that those who are passing it are doing better than those who don't. So it is a good standard to kind of cut off where we need to help kids a little more. It's really just a sign that you need to help kids more,
right,
if you do see that they're not passing that test.
It's actually a tool for the state is giving to us to use to determine whether or not your kid can read, because we are finding out. You know, I usually find out a person can't read at Bible study, you know,
exactly.
And then they'll say, okay, would you read the scripture? And, you know, I'm asking, this has happened to me several times, asking a person who was older, who was working, functioning, driving, and then you ask them to read, they can't read.
Right.
So there is a connection there, but the real connection is they actually plan to build prisons based on who's failing the third and fourth grade. And that is a true thing. And that's what we have to stop. Man, boy, I hope we have enough time. We're going to do you one more segment because we got to get this information out. And I want folks to know where they can get these books and any other thing that you all are doing. You all will be there tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll be at the Action tomorrow, the Cleveland Clergy Coalition Outreach Day at the Star of Bethel Baptist Church, 1567 Crawford Road, where Pastor Timothy Bowles is the senior pastor. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at 6 p.m. And our Anja will be there tomorrow with the books. We're going to tell you about that as we come back after this break. Give us a call, 216-578-1490. Listen to the Cleveland Clergy Coalition broadcast of The People, the Issues, and the Community. You'll hear from us after this break.
Searching for a father and a friend.
Everything you need to know about Cleveland sports, news, weather, and more is at NewstalkCleveland.com. For instant updates, follow us on Facebook at NewstalkCleveland1490 and on Twitter at NewstalkCleveland1490. The Association of Professional Towers of Ohio, APTO, reminds motorists every 6 days a tow truck driver is killed on our roads while driving. Make sure to avoid distractions like texting and keep a lookout for tow truck drivers. They are our first responders. Drivers, slow down and move over. It's the law and you may just save lives. This message is from APTO, raising awareness for first responder safety so everyone can go home at the end of their shift. Visit APTOohio.com for APTO member companies, locations, and services.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
Hi, this is Reverend Al Sharpton, host of Keeping It Real with Al Sharpton. What you get on my show is real, plain, and simple. You get the truth. You get the facts. I'm here. I'll always be here. And I'll always keep it real. We keep it real. We keep it real. We keep it real.
Keeping It Real with the Reverend Al Sharpton. Weekdays 1 till 4 p.m. on the People's Station. News Talk 1490 WERE. And streaming live on the new BlackPlanetRadio.com.
I'm Amanda with Communities in Schools. I'm in school to connect at-risk students with community resources like food, shelter, and healthcare. I'm in school to support kids coping with losing a loved one, divorce, or bullying. I'm in school to partner with teachers so what happens outside the classroom doesn't impact students learning inside the classroom. Above all, I'm in school to help kids stay in school. See how we help all students succeed at communitiesinschools.org.
1490 WERE traffic.
Good afternoon. This traffic update sponsored by Batteries Plus Bulbs. In Newberry Township, look out for an accident on Pekin Road going both east and westbound just after Auburn Road. In Warrensville Heights, if you're headed southbound 271, there's a crash in the left berm after Harvard Road. And if you're going southbound 271, there's also a Home Depot bucket in the right lane before you get to Richmond Road. If you're headed westbound 480, look for some stop-and-go traffic between 422 and Lee Road. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, get the know-how you need right when you need it. Stop into Batteries Plus Bulbs and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries. See website for offer details and limitations. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WEREAM, the People Station.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story. You can
lead. All right, we're back. This is Pastor Aaron Phillips with the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. We are grateful to have great guests here today, Catherine Smith and Anja Abdullah from the Cleveland Transformation Alliance. Let's just talk a little bit about the Transformation Alliance, who you all are and what you do. Catherine, how long have you all been in existence?
We have been in existence since 2014 when the mayor's Cleveland plan for transforming schools went into effect. It was actually written into law that we would be created as a third-party entity to kind of oversee how the change was happening in Cleveland's education system.
All right, that's fantastic. And how are you all funded?
We are funded by a lot of different foundations across our city. We're also funded through some donations, corporate sponsors, and you can see all of our funders on our homepage of our website.
So the schools that you all are surveying, getting information from, you know, holding accountable, they're not the ones providing the resources. That's what I really want to
get. No.
Yeah, so it's not a, you know, any funny business going on there. You all are, have the ability to be an independent accountability service provider to the rest of the community.
Correct.
Right?
Basically. Yeah,
and
that's
you have different folks who are serving on your board, from community folks, from the faith-based community, as well as from the people from the city of Cleveland who represent the city of Cleveland,
yeah.
Right?
And parents.
Oh, so that's a really good collaboration of what the work that you all are doing. It's our responsibility as a coalition to get the word out about folks like you that providing these kinds of services so we can know. You know, we can't, I never try to say we can do everything, but I can connect everybody to everything. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do. And so really appreciate you all being here. This book, I want this. I really want this book. Does the book cost me anything?
Doesn't cost you anything. We want to get
free.
It out to anyone and everyone that would like to share that resource.
All right, now where can I pick up the book? Because I'm going to take this one and I'm going to give this one to Dr. Jarvis because this one's kind of got beat up. I want a brand new one.
Well,
so I want.
Oh, so I should get the beat up one. Just because I've been looking for it.
You would have been looking all in it.
But they're actually at the local libraries,
okay.
The Boys and Girls Club, rec centers. You can find them throughout the community.
So I can go to the library and say, I would like a Cleveland Transformation Alliance book, and they'll just hand it to me?
That is correct. They would know what you're talking about.
You know what? I may try that. That's good. I mean, that's good to know, isn't it, Dr. Jarvis?
Yes.
We need to know that.
Yes.
We need to, and can I have some books at the church if I wanted
yes,
to?
Yes, you can.
So if a pastor wanted to call in or say, hey, bring me some of those books because we got some folks in our community that need to make some educational decisions,
yes.
We can do that.
And if you have activities, health fairs, or anything at your church, we could come.
All right, so then if we can come now, I know I was able to contact you because I was at Councilman Harrison's ward club meeting, but if I wasn't there, how would I know to contact you?
Well, you could always look at the website.
Tell us the website.
MyCleeSchool.org.
Mike, say that one more time.
MyCleeSchool.org.
Okay, and that's on the website.
That's
okay.
Our website.
Okay.
And we also have our phone number, which is 216-592-2435.
Say that one more time.
216-592-2435.
All right, so we can call in to get information. There were some other things that you wanted. What, there's something about some navigators. What is a navigator?
Yes. Well, we have two different roles that we play out in the community because we're really the boots on the ground.
Okay.
We have the ambassadors and the navigators. Ambassadors like myself, I'm able to go out to different community events. I actually speak with people from all areas of Cleveland. While we're out there, we're getting surveys completed. And these surveys are completed by the high school children, parents, faculty members, and we're asking them to be totally honest because they're not putting their names on the survey. Okay. But we want real information how they view the school, what they think about the interactions that's going on in the school. And you'll be pretty surprised to see the different comments that are made that we put on our website, because we share it word for word on our actual website, because we want families to have real-time information. And in the book, we have a section that the community gets to rate the schools. So you'll see stars for each school. And that's what the community is actually saying about those schools. So as an ambassador, I go out, speak with the community. I have the opportunity to even assist people one-on-one. Navigators are really one-on-one. They're actually located in the central neighborhood. In the central neighborhood. So they have the opportunity to work one-on-one with families in that area.
So how do I, if I live in the central neighborhood, and I kind of do, where would I find a navigator?
So I can chime in here about our navigator program. This year you can find information about the program at the libraries in Central, both the Sterling branch and Woodland branch should have our materials out. You can call our number for that, which is 216-592-2419. Or visit our website, and it's just mycleeschool.org/navigator. But our navigators are really helping those families who need a little more help with the enrollment forms. They might not know anything about the schools or the rules about how to get busing to a different neighborhood. And so we're really there to kind of walk with them through the process and figure out what their needs are and make those connections for them to be successful.
So you all are making it trying to take every barrier possible away so people can make quality decisions about education.
Absolutely.
While holding the schools accountable to, you know, what kind of school they really are. And I would, you know, I bet you there's sometimes what we perceive as one thing is totally different than what it really is. And to be able to have that information at your fingertips and just kind of tell me, see, who's really been taking, have people in our community from the African-American community really been taking advantage of this? Or do you see more of a need to get the word out about this?
I see families in the community taking advantage. I've personally had the opportunity to work with families who have children with special needs.
Okay.
Sometimes they may not see a good fit in the school district, and they've had the opportunity to look at charter schools. So I really walk with them hand in hand, giving them contact people at the different charter schools, helping them contact the school district to get that transportation set up. So letting them know that they have someone pretty much side by side with them, helping them along the way.
Well, it's really refreshing to see the charter schools and the public schools working together. Because usually they are competing against each other, and usually the charter schools are not what they're always cracked up to be. So when you know there's a partnership, that's going to actually raise the standard for the charter schools as well. So that's a really a good job for you all bringing them together.
That was really one of the mayor's plans, was that as the Cleveland plan was put into existence, that there would be more charter and district collaboration. And the Alliance tries to take a lead on that as much as we can. It's represented on our board, and we try to be represented through our book and website too.
Oh, that's real. That's well said. And because we need to make sure that education is the number one priority. You know, when people are making decisions to move to a local to a city, education is one. Education and safety are the two biggest critical things when people are making decisions, over and beyond if I'm going to make a lot of money there.
Right.
Because and so that is very, very important. And we understand that in our community, that in the faith-based community, we understand that. This is important to us, Catherine, because we need people coming to our communities, right,
mm-hmm.
Who want to, you know, be stable folks, and we need those folks in our churches. So mm-hmm. the folks that we're looking to become members of our congregations, mm-hmm. want those folks want to have a quality education for their kids.
Right,
so
absolutely.
We need to make sure that is available in our neighborhoods, in our community. It all works together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, nobody works in an island. It all comes together. You go,
funny,
man.
You should say that, because when we have people who come up to the table, a lot of times it is families who have relocated.
Yes.
And they want to know.
Absolutely.
Or people just like to see that their school is in that book.
Absolutely.
And then they want to see, well, what is the state saying?
Absolutely.
Or what are other people saying about the
school? Hey, dig this. Could you imagine that book be a book like that about churches? Whoa. Hey, fantastic. I don't know where Shirt House would rate. I hope we would rate well. Listen, thank you for coming. Thank you for all the hard work that you're doing. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
You did a great job. Thank you for being here.
I want to say one more thing. Cleveland is an open school district, so you don't have to go to the school that's right in your neighborhood. You can even live outside in another city and go to a school in the city of Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So
that's
people
fantastic.
Usually don't know that, but it's an open school district.
Not too late to enroll. Call
all
us
right.
if you need help.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
We'll hear from you again and on a regular basis. Thank you. We got to take this break. We're getting ready for Real Justice with Judge Ray Hedden is in the house. Our 8th Court of Appeals judge is in the house today. Thank you. We have our guest here. We'll be right back after this break when we're going to hear from our announcements from our community news and kingdom information person, Attorney Stacy Polk. God bless you all. You'll hear from us on the other side of this break. Thank you, Leo.
My shoulder.
Here's the shoulder you can lean on me.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
listen.
Oh, there's a shine.
For years, North Coast Auto Mall has been providing financing to people with credit challenges. We are known for that, but we're so much more. We'd like to share some facts about North Coast Auto Mall with you. North Coast Auto Mall is Cleveland owned and operated for over 20 years.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall has over 2,000 vehicles available for sale.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall offers over 100 different models at every location.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall offers their vehicles for sale at 10% less than the market average.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall takes in trade-ins and offers service contracts on every single transaction.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall is consistently the highest volume independent dealer group in the state of Ohio month over month, year over year.
That's a fact.
North Coast Auto Mall has the widest selection of inventory at the best prices in the market.
That's a fact.
Come see the facts for yourself and shop at North Coast Auto Mall near you to get the best price on the vehicle of your dreams. Three locations are called 1-800-NEXT-CAR.
99 cents down, for example, amount finance equals 9,000. APR rate 24.9. 48 monthly payments of $297.01 upon approved credit.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
Did you miss the Tom Joyner Morning Show?
I allow Joshua to talk to strangers. I have. I mean, especially if they look like Idris Elba.
Okay.
Okay. And he's single. I like mm-hmm. Give him mama's like phone Idris number. Elba. A matter of fact, if he's real young, give him your mama's credit score.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on News Talk Cleveland WERE and streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.
Did you ever ride your bike with a clothespin and a baseball card? Or use a typewriter for a school paper? Then here's a timely alert. Americans born from 1945 to 1965 are 5 times more likely to have hepatitis C, which often has no symptoms but is a leading cause of liver cancer. The good news? Treatments are available that can cure hepatitis C. Talk with your doctor about getting a blood test for hepatitis C. Know for sure. A message from the CDC.
If you care for someone with Alzheimer's disease or any form of dementia, you're not alone. The Alzheimer's Association is here to help. Reach the Alzheimer's Association 24/7 at alz.org.
News Talk Cleveland, WERE, Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3, Cleveland. And streaming live at blackplanetradio.com.
All right, we're back with Issues of People in the Community. I'm Pastor Aaron Phillips, the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. We're going to go to our Kingdom Information and Community News person.
Attorney, and Community News.
And Stacy Polk, and then we're getting ready for Judge Hedden. So go ahead, Stacy, what do we got this week?
What we have this week is we have the Financial Fitness Seminars. It's that time again over at the Glenville Recreation Center, 680 113th Street off of St. Clair. For parking, enter off of Lakeview Road. And when you're all warmed up from there and understanding the economic development empowerment and how to participate in the renaissance of Glenville and other parts of our dear Cleveland, you can come on over and seal that knowledge with prayer and other anointed activities over at the Star of Bethel Baptist Church, being hosted by our very own Cleveland Clergy Coalition at 1567 Crawford Road from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Then you can plan and squirrel away your dollars for the extravaganza on Saturday the 27th at 3 p.m. at the Cleveland History Center, which is the Western Reserve Historical Society, in honor of our very own Pastor E.T. Cabinet.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you, Attorney Polk. We appreciate you always having the right information for us at the right time. God bless your heart, and have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much.
All right.
You all as well.
All right. All right. All right. Judge Hedden is here with Real Justice with Ray Hedden, and we've been passing out flyers and telling folks about this segment. Great job that you're doing, Judge Hedden.
Thank you.
Tell us about your fantastic guests, dear friend of mine here today. Go ahead.
Real Justice with Judge Ray Hedden. Real Justice with Judge Ray Hedden. And you are here right now because we have spoken about justice for the last 3 weeks about how it's about information. We're going to take justice to another level today. We are going to talk about economic development. We're going to talk about what is necessary for justice to truly occur in our community. It's not just the laws, but it's also about building up our community. It's about making our community aware of people, places, and things that are going on that we need to know about. And so that is what I've been doing in my career, working with people who are not only in the justice system, but also our job creators. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so happy, so pleased to be having the Real Justice with Judge Ray Hedden show with the Cleveland Clergy Coalition, because they are on the forefront not only of justice in our community and faith and building up our communities, but also they are on the forefront of job training and building up our people as well, both spiritually and in their minds. So what we're talking about here is education, and I have right now one of the most important developers, owners of businesses, and knowledgeable people about our community, a person that I know extremely well from my days working in with Councilwoman Fannie Lewis and in the neighborhood of Huff, building up that neighborhood the way it should be. And let me just first say that this gentleman we have this morning is going to be the first of a couple of folks we have relating to job creation and economic development. I want to introduce to the Real Justice with Judge Ray Hedden show, Mr. and none other, Arthur Fain. What's happening, Arthur?
How you doing, Judge?
All right. Yes. There's only so many people in our community who've been there for a long time and sat at the tables with the most important people in our community as well. And we want to just go over just a little bit of Arthur's background, how he's been in the community for a long time. Why don't you do that for us real quick, Arthur?
Wow, you make me feel old.
You're looking good.
Thank you. But it's always an honor to be able to sit at a table and to talk about not only justice, but economic development with you and the Clergy Coalition. But we've been doing this for a long time because it's about consistent peoplement, it's about spiritual development, it's about economic development that leads to healthy communities.
Yes.
Obviously, I grew up in the Huff neighborhood. I cut my teeth at the feet of the late Councilwoman Fannie Lewis since I was 14 years old, and she taught me about people, and she taught me about how to get people to live in this world, but most importantly, how to give of yourself and take on causes that are greater than you. And from that, we've launched into a number of initiatives. One of the things that's most dear to my heart is my nonprofit. It is called For Kids, and we work with kids in leadership, education, spiritual development, as well as healthy bodies, healthy living, healthy active living, and as well as diversity. So we are really, really been pushing that for a long time. We have about 500 kids that works with us throughout the communities. And we do a reverse mentoring program where we bring kids from the inner cities with those from the suburban area so that they can create that symbiotic relationship. But our most important initiative that we're doing is along the lines of healthy communities. We partner with NEON and Community Integrated Services. And about 4 months ago, we opened the new Eastside Market. So the market is open, and it's healthy foods there. You got fresh fruits and vegetables. Thank you.
Fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes, and it has a community room, a demonstration kitchen that's going to be run by none other than Vail Scott, and then NEON is going to have a healthy clinic there as well.
Wow. That is tremendous. Now, where is the east side? Where specifically is it located?
On 105 in St. Clair.
So it's right in the heart of our community.
Right in the heart of the community. And it's the brain center. It's the only black-owned supermarket in the state of Ohio. And so it's for us, by us. We like to call it FUBU. but we need everybody to come out, because the one thing that we don't want to do, if I can, and just engage for a second, thing that we don't want to have is a grand opening and a grand closing, because our community has cried out about the injustice of not being able to have healthy fruits and vegetables in walking distance. In fact, some have to even get on the bus to go buy a banana. Well, we solved that issue. Now, we've opened up the market. We pumped in closer to $7 million into it so that the community can have something to be proud of. But unless the community come out, as you know, this is not the food bank. This is a business. And some of the things that we have there is a little different from the way it used to be. Some have a vision of the way it used to be. We say, don't look at it the way it used to be. Look at it for what it is. And it is a full-scale grocery store.
And let me just say, some people might wonder, what is the role of a market on the Real Justice with Judge Ray Hedden show? But really, this show is mostly about helping people. And it is mostly about providing information, and it's about building up our community. And one of the things that this particular project, and I know how hard it is to put together a project like this. It's taken years and years, blood, sweat, and tears. And also imagination, perseverance, and sacrifice all laid out together. And so I want to commend you, Arthur, because I know that this is something from my days doing economic development bond financings that I've done before, that you just can't understand the complexity of the relationships that have to be brought together, both the personal, the political, and the financial, because they go hand in hand. And it's people like Arthur Fain and myself, I should say, that are helping put these kind of people together, the deals together, in a way that actually provides food on the table for our communities. You want to say something about that, Arthur?
Yes, it does. And it's a pure economic development project, and you're absolutely right. Again, it's about job creation. One thing that
how many jobs are going to be created out of this?
Just in the store alone, we have 64 people that are hired. We have 40 of them are full-time. And then we have another 15 that's going to be hired when the NEON clinic open. Another 5 is going to be associated with the health and wellness demonstration kitchen, test kitchen, as Vail like to call it. And from that, when the bank, Huntington Bank, found out that we was going to be opening there, they opened a branch inside of the plaza. Can you get that? A bank came into the inner city because they saw that we were opening up the Eastside Market. They brought another 7 jobs. Then we had another organization that brought in another 30 jobs.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so that's really what it takes, actually. One of the reasons why I ran for judge was because I've been doing this economic development for about, I'd say, 32 years, mm-hmm. Doing bond financing and economic development.
Judge, you got a caller.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's take a caller then.
You hear me okay?
Yes. Come on.
Hey Ray. Okay, hey, Arthur, I'd like you to mention something to the public, that if they do go to the Eastside Market and they happen to be looking for something and don't see it there, don't assume that the management at the market can't get it for them if they just come over and talk to them. More people should know about that.
What's your name, sir?
Todd.
Okay, Todd, thank you.
Well, Todd, thank you so much. While the Eastside Market does have the things that you see before your eyes, but there's something that you want to order. Like, say you want to order a box of wings. Give us enough time, a day or two, and we can get those to you at our price so that they can come to you a little cheaper. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And a lot of times people think there's going to cost more money just because it's in our community. But half the time what goes on is the fact that we don't give ourselves the shot. It's just like what Arthur was saying right now with Mr. Fain. He says, you know, I've gone out on a limb. We've got to support this business. We've got to support this place. We've got to support our community. If we don't do that, we're going to be right back to where we are. Because of Mr. Arthur, we've got a bank that's investing in our community. They don't just sit there and do nothing. I can assure you of that. They actually are going to be out there hustling to make that that branch work. They're going to be finding, you know, and talking to people, finding a place where, like, they can do other business right there off 105th of St. Clair and all the vicinity around it. Huntington should be commended.
All right, I got to come in and take a break. Can you stay, Brother Fang?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to go for a couple more moments on our next segment. You're listening to The Real Justice with Judge Ray Hedden, 8th Court of Appeals, our main man, Judge Hedden, doing a fantastic job. All of Cuyahoga County. God bless your heart, man. Do you hear from him on the other side of this break?
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Tea and Honey with Dr. Gwen Jarvis. I was born, raised, and educated locally. Weekly to bring tea leaves of my own experience, talents, and training as bold and boundless as a butterfly to enlighten, inspire, and uplift our community and beyond. With stems on education, health, community, civic, spiritual, and the joys of life. Thursdays, 5 p.m., WERE, 1490 a.m. Join me for tea.
Sometimes we forget that the funeral is for the living. It is the last visible viewing and celebration. But for those of us in the industry, it is a time for our experience and excellence to shine. At R.A. Prince Funeral Services, our expertise in different cultures, economics, and family blend makes us stand out in helping to meet the trust and faith you have placed in our hands. We know it is paramount for us to ease the burden and release the pressure of this time of need. Let R.A. Prince Funeral Services meet with you and take the worry out. Call us at 216-518-1777. That is 216-518-1777. R.A. Prince Funeral Services, for such a time as this.
1490 WERE Traffic.
Good afternoon. This traffic report sponsored by the Ad Council. In Bedford, if you're traveling southbound 271, you're going to run into an accident blocking the right shoulder at Broadway. And if you're headed westbound 480, you'll find another crash blocking the right lane before you get to Clegg Road. If you're headed East Shoreway inbound, expect to find some delays between East 55th Street and Dead Man's Curve. And if you're in Cleveland going northbound 237, look out for an accident at Brook Park Road. Okay, dads, it's time to do the Cabbage Patch, the Running Man, or something more contemporary, the Floss. That's right. Dance like a dad with your kids. Learn more at fatherhood.gov. I'm Lorenzo Ware on Cleveland's News Talk 1490 WEREAM, the People Station.
that man that doesn't have a place to stay. And for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story? Tell you a story.
All right, we're back. I want to get right back to Real Justice with Just Ray Hedden. And I just want to acknowledge that, Gwen, we have a legend on the show, not with just Judge Hedden, but with Arthur Fain. He has done a lot of things in our community. Most of the new development and things that you see in the Huff neighborhood, it has Arthur's name on it, and we thank God for you, brother. I was just telling the judge, I have always admired you. You are the real deal Black Wall Street economic development person in our community, and
praise
we are
God.
So privileged to have you come on our broadcast today. Thank you so much,
thank you.
I just love you. I adore our leaders who've been doing the work. Yes. I mean, he's been out here doing. He is just as quiet and cool as
that's what Gwen was just saying. Gwen was just saying that, we don't talk about all the positives in our community.
That's
and
right.
There's always something going on in our community, and there's always something this and something that.
Right.
But what we don't talk about often is, all the positive, all the great, all the nobody
right.
hears about because
right.
they're quiet,
but we're
and they get things done. But we're going to hear about it on the Real Justice with Judge Ray Hedden show.
Right.
In fact, let's start back right on off, Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Now we talked a little bit about the East Side Market. Are there any other projects that you've got going? And we know all the stuff that you did in Huff under the late councilwoman, but is there anything else going on right now?
Give back some credit to you about. I think about 10, 12 years ago, under Neon had a for-profit arm that we wanted to do healthy communities. We wanted to take it beyond just the ears, nose, and throat and the body, and we wanted to build healthy communities. And we came to you, and
you
served as our council, and you put together a structure that allowed us
to
create a economic development engine. And the Eastside Market is one of the derivatives of that engine. But there are other projects. You may have heard a couple of years ago when we announced that we just renovated some dilapidated housing and dilapidated buildings and turned them into veteran housing.
Yes.
We went from a renovation project to a restoration project. The other projects that we're doing is along 55th, where we're going to be doing some integrated global health and research, where we're bringing the Asian community together with the African-American community to create some integrative health initiatives that's going to solve some of these diseases and some of these illnesses that our residents have not had the type of care and medicine to undertake. I was over in China about 3 years ago, and I had Bell's palsy, and I got treated by some Asian doctors, and I thought that it would be a good idea for us to bring that kind of medicine here. And we're going to do some senior housing and some other housing around that. And this is in collaboration with Neon and its for-profit CIS and Mr. Willie Austin, who has been just a gem in our community.
Absolutely.
He's someone that you guys really need to get on the show because he's been running Neon out of 52 years. He's been there 50 years. Mm-hmm. And for him to step outside and say, hey, let's take on some of these projects is something that needs to be known. But at the same time, life is no crystal stairs. It's taxing. But we have to be able to do this because if we don't do it, then who's going to do it? And that's what we've done. And we've asked the Lord to continue to be the head of our lives and lead us in the way in which he wants us to go.
And let me say that, too, because when you step out on faith when you're in dealing with economic development in the Black community, there is so much that is always fighting against you.
Absolutely.
That you just have, anyone who can stand up, basically, and, is doing something. And I see that all the time in you and Mr. Austin and others. I mean, it's not just economic. It's not just brilliance with respect to economics. It's also just a deep abiding faith, one that is carrying our community oftentimes. Because, if someone doesn't have that vision, a lot of people have a vision in
right.
our community.
A lot
of people have a vision in our community, but nobody sits up there and makes it happen. I appreciate it, and I appreciate it when I was in private practice, the calls from you. I appreciate it, the intelligence that was at the table. I appreciated the vision of Neon. Of taking an institution in our community and letting us use that institution to build new institutions.
Exactly.
That is really the key to economic development and success, that's what hopefully this community will learn from you. I know that's really your goal, is to translate all of what you know to your kids.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's four kids for you, right?
That's right. And to other kids, you know, we just had to.
Thank you.
When we looked in, and when it first started, Councilwoman Lewis wanted to rebuild her neighborhood, but she didn't have the economic engine. But Neon, with a $25-plus million budget, said, you know what, let's hook your caboose to our engine. And so from that, we had a system that allowed us to go into private investors and say, hey, we want to partner with you on helping us to rebuild our community, but we're bringing something to the table.
You know, when I was getting appointed to this position, I told Governor Kasich, you know, that I wasn't going to forget who I was just because now I want to, you know, I am doing a good job on the bench. I'm doing a great job on the bench. But this is just as important as making sure that sentencing is right, that our bail system is right, and everything else, because all of that is dealing with a problem. I want to deal with the positives, too, also. Not to say that the problems aren't important, but the positives of things like economic development, job creation, making a way for our future generations is just as important, and that is just as important part of justice, economic justice, that we need to be having in this community.
Because injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere.
That's right.
And we need our young people to understand that when we talk about justice, we're talking about fair opportunity, but we're also talking about raising yourself up by your bootstraps. We're talking about putting something back. You can't get nothing out if you don't put nothing in. So we try to do that through our nonprofit, and we try to create that holistic approach to economic development. It starts with giving.
Thank you.
Oh, well said. We got to get ready to close, but man, that's
said.
I know we almost need that extra half an hour today, Gwen. I just want to thank you, Arthur, for showing us the way. Your vision is what we have picked up on with the coalition, and what we're really trying to do is bring everybody together. This, we need all hands on deck. We've got to have the business community, the economic development community on board with the church. I mean, thank God for church. You know, I love church. We had it to yesterday. I'm going to give you a short word of what I talked about. But after you get through having church, you got to have somewhere to eat. You got to have somewhere to live. You got to be able to have some transportation. You got to be able to put this stuff together. And, you know, Jesus didn't just preach when he was out there in the wilderness. He fed those folks.
That's right.
He didn't just leave them hungry. And we got to make sure that we put all this together. But God bless you, brother. I admire you so much and respect you. Thank you for all the work that you're continuing to do. And this is how we are going to transform our communities one block at a time. Gentlemen, yesterday I talked about, I never saw this in this story. You know, everybody talks about Peter walking on water and with Jesus. And, you know, what we have to do in our community is really walk on water. We've got to get out of our boat, walk on water, and keep our eyes on Jesus while there's a storm.
Thank you, Pastor.
As many times I've preached that, Arthur, one thing I've never seen before that I saw yesterday, you know, Peter was walking on water. The reason why we always get critical because he starts sinking, but he was walking on the water while it was still storming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't calm. So we have to walk on water in the midst of a storm. It's not going to be no easy ride.
That's right.
And that's what we got to tell young people. The young people think it's an easy ride. I'm going to walk on water and it's going to be cool. Oh, no. If you're walking on water, you are in a storm. And so we have to be able to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, and we have to make sure we're in the boat with the right people and we can have transformation. And thank God we are on the right boat in the midst of this storm, and we are coming together to bring real transformation. But we all know it ain't about anybody in the room. That's what I love about Arthur. You know, he is so humble, and you're like that because we know it's never about us.
That's right.
And but you had Fannie Lewis for a teacher, so that
I
makes
did.
All the difference in the
That's
world.
Right.
I had Dr. Kavanaugh.
Those
folks back then, they knew it was always about the community,
that's
what we're trying to duplicate. And that's why I love my mentor so much.
Thank
and I
you.
Tell you, that's what we have to do. Yeah. It's not about us. It's about what we're doing and about Jesus. We keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, and we will be successful.
That's right.
God bless you guys for coming today.
Thank you.
This is The Issues, the People in the Community, with Pastor Aaron Phillips and the Cleveland Clergy Coalition. It is holiday week. Don't forget, tomorrow night, all roads lead to the Star Bethel Baptist Church. 1567 Crawford Road. Reverend Dr. Cedric Ville will be bringing a word. We're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers and information and get and things out that you need to know. You need a job. You're going to find out about how you can get a job, get employment, education, and resources will be there for you. All kind of things that you don't even know about in Cleveland. We're going to be sharing that information. So you make sure that you have a nice, good, and safe holiday this coming week. So see you tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock. The Star Bethel Baptist Church. Gwen, I'm going to see you there.
Yes, I'll be
all
there.
Right, Judge, we need you to come in the place. Arthur, that's your neighborhood. That's right. A Huff community. So we're coming right there. That's where this is our first community day, and we're going to start it right in Huff. God bless you, Cleveland. We love you. God bless you, and we'll look for everyone tomorrow evening. Have a great week, Cleveland. Have a happy holiday.
Can you hear him crying now?
The proceeding was a paid program brought to you by Cleveland Clergy Coalition. The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station or its management. WERE Cleveland Heights, WENZ HD2, and WZAK HD3 Cleveland.